Mormonism is a theological cult of Christianity for a number of reasons. And first, it's important when you say Mormonism or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What most people don't understand is that all of these cults have splinter groups. There are over 120 Mormon denominations in the United States, and not all of them believe the same thing. In fact, there are some Mormon groups, such as one denomination that calls itself the Community of Christ, formerly the Reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that actually they reject the polytheism of the Salt Lake City Mormon denomination. They reject the idea that they're going to become gods. So they reject all of that. And the group, the Community of Christ, well, as an evangelical, we'd say there's still some doctrinal problems. They still look more Trinitarian. They still look at Christ more as a God-man. They look more a more traditional view of the atonement. And again, they're still off, but it's not fair to classify certain kinds of LDS with the ultimate group that is, they claim to be 13 million members strong, is the Mormon Church headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, which ended up was the branch founded by Brigham Young and arguably is the intellectual heritage of Joseph Smith and what he believed in his latter days. So to even say they're a cult of Christianity, you have to say which Mormons. So that's the same true for Christian denominations. There are liberal denominations that go by the name Baptist and, you know, Presbyterian, and there are Orthodox conservative ones. So it's important for us to make that distinction up front. So why is the Salt Lake City Mormonism a cult of Christianity? Well, one, because in defining a cult, that they're a group that claim to be Christian but deny essential Christian doctrine. The Mormon Church denies almost every essential Christian doctrine. For example, just to give a list, they believe that the scriptures originally may have been inspired, but now they're so corrupt that they can't rely on it. So they have to rely on the teachings of Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, the Living Prophet, and all these additional works that they consider scripture, like the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine of Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price. Then, you know, instead of affirming the biblical doctrine of the Trinity, they affirm polytheism. They affirm that there are billions of gods that exist, but there are three gods for this planet. The Father is a God, the Son is a God, the Holy Spirit is a God, but they're only one in purpose and will, but not in nature. So there really isn't one God. There's a God committee that has a single purpose for the planet. And God is not really an eternal, infinite spirit in Mormonism. God is a man, an exalted man, with a body of flesh and bones, who lives on his own planet near the star Kolob, and he's simply the God over our planet. He's not a God over any of the other planets in the universe. So with that, they have the wrong God, the wrong Christ. Christ is not uniquely the Son of God. He's just one Son of God. According to him, he's the firstborn of Heavenly Mother and Father, who are procreating on their own planet, and that he was literally the first spirit offspring. But yet, most people have heard that Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer, who became the devil, and that is a truth in Mormonism. Lucifer, according to the Mormons, was the second spirit child born. But guess what? The rest of us who are on this planet, we were also conceived as a spirit child in the pre-existence, according to the Mormons. And so we're also spirit brothers of the devil, according to Mormon doctrine. So the doctrines of the Mormon Church is that all the spirits in the pre-existence have to come down and get bodies so that they can try to become gods and get their own planet. Now, there's a number of terms they have for this. They distinguish between general salvation and individual salvation. According to the Mormons, general salvation just guarantees bodily resurrection, and that was accomplished by Christ's suffering, particularly in the Garden of Gethsemane. Whereas individual salvation, whether or not you go to hell, which very few people do, or you go to one of the three levels of heaven, the telestial, the terrestrial, or the celestial, the ultimate goal is to get to the celestial kingdom where you can become a god. And that individual salvation is 100% by your works. They disdain grace. In fact, they don't like the idea of grace. They think it's harmful. So this is why when we look at, you know, how Mormonism is doctrinally. They are off on literally every essential doctrine of Christianity. Plus, whereas some of the other cults of Christianity are trying to preserve monotheism at all costs, the Mormons are one of the few groups that have just become idolatrous. They create more than one god explicitly. So they're actually closer to a pagan group, a polytheistic group, than anything else.